This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has said that there have been repeated violations of the understanding which has arrived at the Pakistan last evening. The brief reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Misri said that the armed forces are giving an adequate and appropriate response to these violations, and New Delhi takes a very serious note of these violations. India has called upon Pakistan to take appropriate steps to address these violations and deal with the situation with seriousness and responsibility. Mr. Misri said that the armed forces are maintaining a strong vigil on this situation. He said that they have been given instructions to deal strongly with any instances of repetition or the violations along the international border as well as the line of control.
Bharat aur Pakistan ke DGMOs ke beech jo pichle kuch din se chal rahi sainya karwai ko rokne ka samjhota aaj sham ko hua tha, pichle kuch ghanton se is samjhote ka Pakistan ki or se ghor ullangan ho raha hai. Bharatiya sena जवाबी कार्रवाई कर रही है और इस सीमा अतिक्रमण से निपट रही है. ये अतिक्रमण अत्यंत ही निंदनीय है और पाकिस्तान इनके लिए जिम्मेदार है. हमारा मानना है कि पाकिस्तान इस स्थिति को ठीक से समझे और इस अतिक्रमण को रोकने के लिए तुरंत उचित कार्रवाई करे. सेना ने इस स्थिति पर कड़ी नजर रखी हुई है और उसे किसी भी अतिक्रमण से निपटने के लिए ठोस और सख्त कदम उठाने के लिए आदेश दे दिए गए.
The Foreign Secretary said that Pakistan should understand the situation properly and take appropriate action immediately to stop this intrusion. The Union Home Secretary, Govind Mohan, held a meeting through video conferencing with the chief secretaries of the state sharing border with Pakistan. Sources said that they have been asked to remain alert and to activate the civil defense mechanism in the areas in case of any firing from across the border. This came hours after India and Pakistan announced ceasefire. Earlier, India and Pakistan announced ceasefire, agreeing to stop firing and the military action with immediate effect. The Foreign Secretary, Vikram Misri, made this announcement in New Delhi. He said that the Pakistan's Director General of Military Operations initiated the call for ceasefire yesterday, after which the discussions took place and understanding was reached.
The Director General of Military Operations of Pakistan called the Director General of Military Operations of India at 15:35 hours earlier this afternoon. It was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land and in the air and sea with effect from 1700 hours Indian Standard Time today. Instructions have been given on both sides to give effect to this understanding. The Directors General of Military Operations will talk again on the 12th of May at 1200 hours.
Sources said that the stoppage of firing and military action between India and Pakistan has worked out directly between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting at the residence in New Delhi soon after the announcement of ceasefire between India and Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, NSA Ajit Doval, the Chief of Defence Staff and the Chiefs of all three services attended this meeting. Pakistan has suffered heavy losses after its provocative action against India in New Delhi dismantled Islamabad's offensive and defensive capabilities through its Operation Sindoor. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, India's Army Colonel Sufia Qureshi said that India's operations have been aimed exclusively at the terrorist camps and the facilities being used for anti-India activities. She said that Pakistan made several attempts to propagate misinformation and Pakistan's claim for destroying India's S-400 and the BrahMos missile base with its JF-17 was completely fabricated.
Pakistan ne ye claim kiya ki usne apne JF-17 se hamare S-400 va BrahMos missile base ko nuksan pahunchaya. जो कि बिल्कुल गलत है. दूसरा, उसका ये भी मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन कैंपेन था कि हमारी एयरफील्ड्स जो कि सिरसा, जम्मू, पठानकोट, बठिंडा, नलिया और भुज में है, ये उसका मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन भी बहुत गलत है. तीसरा, पाकिस्तान के मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन कैंपेन के मुताबिक हमारे एम्युनिशन डंप्स जो चंडीगढ़ और बियास में है उसका डैमेज हुआ, यह भी बिल्कुल गलत है। पाकिस्तान की ओर से ये झूठा आरोप भी लगाया जा रहा है कि भारतीय सेना ने मस्जिदों को नुकसान पहुंचाया। मैं इससे बिल्कुल स्पष्ट करना चाहती हूं कि इंडिया इज ए सेक्युलर नेशन और हमारी सेना भारत के कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल वैल्यूज की एक बहुत प्यारी झलक है।
During this briefing, Air Force Wing Commander Vyomika Singh dismissed disinformation spread by the Pakistan and India's airfields in Sirsa, Jammu, Pathankot, Bhatinda, Nalia and Bhuj were damaged.
Several attempts were made by Pakistan on spreading a misinformation campaign, as we have seen for the last few days. There were attempts made to say that the destruction of airfields at Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Bhuj, Nalia, etc. was a false claim. The forward ammunition dump at Chandigarh and Bias are also fit and fine.
Meanwhile, Navy's Commodore Raghu Nair said that since the tragic events in Pahalgam, India's responses have been measured and responsible. He said there is significant amount of misinformation undertaken by the other side. Commodore Nair asserted that India will be adhering to the understanding that has been reached, but any future escalation will invite decisive response.
There is a significant amount of misinformation that is being undertaken from the other side. And as a professional military organization, we thought it is also our duty to dispel those misinformation aspects, as also state the facts of the case as they stand.
India has warned that any future act of terror will be considered as an act of war against it, and New Delhi will respond accordingly. Top government sources confirmed it. This came after the wake of recent escalation from the Pakistan side, which stopped after the understanding between both the countries. India's befitting reply to Pakistan's provocation and the aggressive diplomatic push at the global level at the corner of the Islamabad forced the neighboring country to come down at its knees. Just after the disaster of the Pahalgam terror attack, New Delhi unequivocally made it clear that the terrorists behind the attack and its shielder will not be spared, and they will be given the answer in their own language. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowed to avenge the slain people and made it loud and clear that Pakistan will have to pay the price for its misadventure. We have more from our correspondent.
Right after the terror attack, India severed diplomatic ties, revoked visas of Pakistanis, suspended Indus Water Treaty, and blocked its airspace for Pakistani airlines. Simultaneously, India also launched a global outreach to expose Pakistan's nefarious designs and corner it internationally. Subsequently, it launched Operation Sindoor in the midnight of 7th of this month, wreaking havoc at 9 terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. New Delhi did not just stop there and doubled down on its retaliation against Pakistan's terror outfits. In the last 4 days, under Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered heavy losses at all fronts, be it in air or on land. Not only this, India also diplomatically pushed Pakistan through its continuous outreach and also in digital space by countering its disinformation and fake narrative. This forced Pakistan to toe the line and come to the table. With Divakar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Afghanistan has strongly rejected Pakistan's allegation of missile strikes by India on Afghan territory. Talking to the Afghan News Network, the spokesman in the Afghan Ministry of Defense, Inayatullah Khawazarizmi, has said that there is no truth in such claims. India's Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, in a press briefing yesterday, accused Pakistan for making frivolous allegation that Indian missiles have hit Afghanistan. He said that the people of Afghanistan now know their friends and enemies well and are aware of which country has repeatedly violated Afghanistan's territory. Pakistan's army misfired a missile that missed its target and landed near the Gurdwara in its own civilian populated area. The blast shattered windows, causing panic among the Sikh community. This failure could have resulted in a mass casualties as it struck during the prayer hours. The United States and Iran will hold a new round of nuclear talks in Oman today. Just heard of a visit in the region by the President Donald Trump. The outcome of this new round is uncertain, and continuing U.S.-Iranian tensions and Washington's internal division over the Trump administration's Iran policy. And that is the end of this news bulletin.